This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The signs are multiplying, the tremors growing stronger. We are witnessing the unraveling of a world system built on deceit and sustained by the power of Edom. The orchestrated crises, the engineered pestilence, the escalating conflicts, these are not random events, but the unfolding of judgments foretold by the prophets of Yahuwah. Yes, Yahuwah spoke of a time when the earth would groan under the weight of wickedness, and we see that groan in the radiation levels rising, in the surge of debilitating illnesses following the mass inoculations. To connect these events as purposeful is not conjecture, but discernment, to see the patterns of judgment woven into the fabric of our time. They offer a false healing, a spike protein designed to disrupt the very structure of DNA. Biological warfare cloaked in the language of public health. And the modern state of Israel, tragically, participates in this wickedness, aligning itself with the powers of Edom in pursuit of temporal security. They pursue false peace while sowing seeds of destruction, believing they can circumvent Yahuwah's judgment. We, the scattered remnant of Israel, are called to be watchmen on the walls, to sound the shofar and warn the people. The temporary and ultimately meaningless gesture of an agreement between the United States and Iran was always a deception. President Trump, a tool of the Zionist state, swiftly resumed the bombardment of Iran, revealing the true intent behind the charade, further destabilization and the assertion of dominance over the region. This was no surprise to those who watched the signs of the times, for Yahuwah has long foretold the wickedness of Esau and his descendants. Now, the Islamic Republic has answered in kind, launching targeted strikes against U.S. installations in Bahrain, Kuwait, and Jordan. These are not random acts of violence, but a calculated response to Israel's provocations and the ongoing interference of the United States in the affairs of the Middle East. The targeting of these bases, symbols of American imperial power, is a clear message. The patience of righteous nations is not limitless. We, the scattered remnant of Israel, must understand this conflict not through the lens of Western media, but through the covenant Yahuwah made with our ancestors. This is not a battle between nations, but a spiritual war between the forces of light and darkness. The Zionist state, built upon stolen land and sustained by deceit, seeks to control the holy places and usurp the birthright of Israel. The United States, its chief enabler, provides the military and financial support necessary to perpetuate this injustice. And the chaos continues to swell. The Washington Post reports a deepening crisis at the Department of Homeland Security, marked by a surge in arrests and fatal encounters at the border. Let us be clear, this is no organic event. This is the fruit of generations of wickedness, a consequence of Edom's relentless pursuit of power and its disregard for Yahuwah's covenant. The narrative pushed by the mainstream media attempts to frame this as a simple matter of border security, but we of the Shofar Wire see beyond the veil. The engineered chaos is a direct result of the Zionist state's destabilizing actions in the region, combined with the West's insatiable appetite for resources and control. They sow discord and reap the whirlwind. Consider the implications. The modern state of Israel, propped up by Edomite finance and military aid, continues to usurp the land promised to Israel. Simultaneously, the nations of Edom attempt to manage the consequences of their own policies, desperately trying to contain the flood of humanity displaced by conflict and economic exploitation. It is a self-destructive cycle, a testament to the blindness of those who reject Yahuwah's law. The escalating violence at the border is not merely a law enforcement issue. It is a symptom of a deeper spiritual malady. In Nuseirat, Gaza, the rubble of homes stands as a testament to the unrelenting aggression of Israel. Palestinians are undertaking the grim task of searching through what remains of their dwellings, reduced to dust and debris by Israeli strikes. These are not isolated incidents, but rather a continuation of a decades-long pattern of displacement, destruction, and occupation, enacted upon the land Yahuwah promised to the covenant people. Israel's actions are not born of security concerns, but of a lust for land and a defiance of Yahuwah's decrees. The modern state of Israel, built upon stolen inheritance, continues to provoke Yahuwah's wrath through its blatant disregard for justice and its oppression of the sojourner. Deuteronomy 28 speaks plainly of the consequences of forsaking the covenant, scattering, dispossession, and ruin. While the modern state postures as a beacon of power, it is, in truth, a vessel of judgment. The world watches with feigned concern, offering empty words and insufficient aid. But true solace and restoration will not come from the nations. It will come only through repentance, obedience, and a return to the ancient paths. Scattered Israel must recognize that these events are a wake-up call, a shofar blast echoing across the generations. And now, the war widens. Reports confirm that Iran launched attacks against a U.S. military installation in Jordan, a direct response to the relentless bombardment orchestrated by the American regime. This is not a regional conflict, but a continuation of Edom's centuries-long assault against the covenant people of Israel and the Holy Land. The so-called U.S. base in Jordan serves as a key logistical hub for the Zionist state of Israel and a staging ground for operations designed to destabilize the region. The modern state of Israel, an illegitimate construct built on stolen land and sustained by Edomite power, relies on the military backing of the American Empire to maintain its grip on Yahuwah's inheritance. The mainstream media will frame this as a tit-for-tat exchange between Iran and the U.S., a narrative designed to obscure the deeper spiritual realities at play. They will not speak of the covenant, the exile, or the impending judgment upon those who have oppressed Israel for generations. They will not acknowledge that this is a direct consequence of the Zionist state's relentless pursuit of power and its defiance of Yahuwah's law. The watchman sees clearly, Edom is crumbling, its foundations weakened by its own wickedness. Israel is awakening, scattered across the nations, but remembering the covenant, and the day of Yahuwah draws near. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.